For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Let's pray. Father, thanks a million for the wonderful privilege we have to be here in your house, to fellowship with one another, to fellowship with your spirit, and to enjoy and experience your word. We ask that you will open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Take your seat comfortably and turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 10 and verse 25. And behold, a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How does it read to you?" And the gentleman answered Jesus and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and then your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly." Jesus is the one speaking. "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he encountered robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by coincidence, a priest was going down on that road. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, who was on a journey, came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.' Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" And the gentleman answered Jesus and said, "The one who showed compassion to him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." Title of my message, short message, is "The Revelation of the Good Samaritan and Others." Yeah. Or "The Good Samaritan and the Revelation about Others." Whichever way you turn the sentence, it can also work as a title. "The Good Samaritan and the Revelation about Others." Yes. Or "The Good Samaritan and Others Revelation." Is that not so? I think all of them can. So wherever you put the revelation, I think, Prof, what do you think? I think it can work. It's a commutative, associative, commutative, all are working at the same time. The revelation of the Good Samaritan and others. Yes. So here we hear the story of the Good Samaritan, which some people never heard because they never went to a proper Sunday school. And then some of you who heard it, you've forgotten the details. So today I'm giving you back the details on the Good Samaritan story. Yes. There is a lawyer who came to Jesus and was trying to test him and asked this question about eternal life, how he can inherit eternal life. And Jesus asked him about the law. Now, the law to the Jews, the primary laws are the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments are summarized into two major commandments. Okay? So, and the two major commandments are, number one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Then, the next commandment is you love your neighbor as yourself. So if you take the Ten Commandments, you can split it up into two parts. The first part deals with God himself. You shall, thou shall have no other God besides me. Number two, remember the Sabbath day also to keep it holy. Number two, I think, is you shall not take the Lord's name in vain. And then the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because the Lord worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh day. I think that has to do with God. Then the next commandments that come are, thou shalt not kill, that's your neighbor. Don't kill your neighbor. Anybody who is around is now your neighbor. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal from your neighbor. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife or his goods. Thou shalt not. So if somebody has a nice beloved, you should not be looking at the beloved with smiling eyes. Yes. Then thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false about your neighbor. You see, so that's what they say, that it's like it's summarized into two. So the first part, if you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, you will not take his name in vain, and his commandments about the Sabbath will also be very important to you. And then you will not have any other God, because he's your number one and he's your only, because of the love that you have for him. And then comes your loving your neighbor will not make you bear false witness. Some of you, anything about anybody you believe, you accept. Once you hear, do you know that this? You just accept. You will not even ask the person. You will not ask another person. You will not find out. You just believe, just because somebody has said. And the Bible says that anybody who says his matter first sounds just. Yes. Once the person was the first to tell you something, you will see that it looks nice and it looks correct and it looks wild. And say, wow, the person was very unfair to you. The person didn't treat you well at all. The person is very wicked and so on. But when you go meet the other person and you hear the story, say, ah, now why is the person talking like this? You see, that's how it is. Somebody has broken your heart. And so on. Then you start telling stories about him. He has done this, he did this, he did this. He used to, your ATM machine was with him. Then when we go and meet the person, and we also hear what he has to say, we say, ah. But you were eating his money first before even the ATM money. Even the ATM, he has paid you all the money he took. You see. Then now, because you spoke first and you were crying and all that, you sound like you are right. And there are people who have a way of emotionally saying something and appealing to other people. So, thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods or his wife. or his manservant. So somebody has a house help who is very good. You shouldn't covet. So all this, so when the man answered Jesus about the commandments to obey, then Jesus said, you have answered correct. That's correct for 3 points. Or how many points was he going to get? 10 points. 3 points. Three now, yeah. Okay. Correct for 3 points. Do you see? But the guy wanted to now test Jesus again. Because when he said that, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Jesus said, go and do the same. So then he said to Jesus, who is my neighbor? Almost rudely. Okay, who is my neighbor? So Jesus had to use the story of the Good Samaritan to explain to him who his neighbor is or was or should be. Okay? Okay, ladies. Okay, ladies. Okay, gentlemen. Okay, gentlemen. You're almost sounding like the ladies because your voices are not strong. Do you see? So in the Good Samaritan story, Jesus says that a man is going down from Jerusalem. Then some armed robbers, I don't know whether they were armed, but robbers, they fell into their midst. And they beat him, stripped him of his clothes, beat him, wounded him, and left him for dead, half dead. Then came a priest, was on the same road, on the same side. The man was mourning. Ajay, oh, okay, he's a Jew, so he will not say Ajay. I don't know how he'll be saying that. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. But if it was a Ghanaian, they would call it. Wait. When the priest heard those cries and moanings and groanings, the Bible says that he crossed, like if this is the road and the guy is lying here and he's coming like this. Hey, why are my drama people? Well, this one, they have to dramatize. Then he saw the man lying on the same side. The Bible says he crossed to this side and continued his journey. The priest, the man of God, probably was wearing his clerical shirt with his collar and a jacket and a gold chain. Hey! Perhaps he's also coming from an all night. Or he has gone to do deliverance for someone. Or he's just honored an invitation. Or he's on his way to go and preach somewhere. Do you understand? Are you following the story? So he crossed. Then the next Bible says that. Yes. So you have crossed the road now. You have to lie on one side. Yes. So he's lying down like that. But you have to be sharp. But you are sleeping. No? But somebody who is wounded, you cannot be sleeping. So he's screaming. Ghana boy. Isn't he? Ghana boy dear, we may Jimmy the Obete. Oh mommy, papi. Yeah. And if it's an ewe. Nyali la. Aha. Mercy. And if it's a garment, I blame you. Hey, Nyamaya come. So the Levite was also coming on the same side. So as the Levite was also moving, then he heard, hey, the Levite is also like a man of God. Hey, wow. Hey. He also ran away. The believers, the Christians. This is serious. As the Levite went and the priest went, he was still in pain. But the Bible says that there was a Samaritan. The Samaritan is a man from Samaria. I remember the woman of Samaria is called the Samaritan woman. Yes. And the I think the guy was from, he's an Israeli. So he came from coming down from Jerusalem, going down to other places. The Samaritans, according to the story of Jesus and this woman, the Samaritans have no dealings with the Jews. So if you're a Samaritan, you meet a Jew, it's like you don't mind him. It's like if you're an Ewe, he's still in pain. Yeah. Look, if you are a guy and you bring an Ewe beloved to the house, especially if it's a family house. Amen. And if it's a fan, you say Fantenyo. Fante Koyo. Then they'll speak gun with the person and say, Onuga. It's like a fancy man has been brought to the house. They are forced, it's like you live in Accra, you don't speak Ga. And then they will turn and insult you to the other. It's like if we are going to do and we have to travel. Girls, they don't like traveling, so it's going to be a problem. Yeah. So girls often, now it's getting better, but if you are Ashanti man, you take an Ewe girl to your Ashanti town. It's like, hey! Hey! Kwejo! Nade! Nana kofa mwenye abahase. Yes. They don't often like Ashantis and Fantis. Fanti home. Like you have brought an Ewe man. It's like your mother, your family, you are called Smith. And this man is called Pepena. Or Kwikwiche. Or Sogbojo. Or Ametewebele. Oh yeah, these are all names. Or Agbeno Heavy. You see, it's like the name itself is heavy. Yes. And you may think that it's only fantasy, but even the Ewes themselves, they don't like marrying from another tribe. So when you see somebody who's called Mawena in the church, why she's looking for if you are, let's say, Ose Kofi or Kweku Menu or something like that, when she sees you coming, she's not warm. Baby Akum. Oh. She's not warm towards you. So a lot of Ewes, they may not say they don't like you, but generally they like themselves. Like, it must be another Mauli. another prosper. Another, if they hear somebody's name is called, that will be done. Pepe na. It's like, ah! Nyabro, efwa. Oh. Oh, efwa. Eh? Dovio, efwa. Ah, akpe na mawu, akpe na mawu. Hey! Then they start. Then they are happier with themselves. So if you see somebody, emefa. How? Savior and favor. Yes. They just become happy. So the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. It's a common thing in most countries. Tribalism, nationalism, these type of things are common. You see. So when the Samaritan was coming, the normal reaction was going to be that this one in particular shouldn't mind this Jew. Because they normally don't have dealings with Jews. Samaritans and Jews, they don't meet. But he was on the road. Mm. Then he heard.
Ah. Hey. Aje. Mm.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Ah. Oui.
Ah.
Ah. He said, Joe.
Oh.
He Google. Ah. Mm. Ah. Ah. Aje. Aje.
Oh.
Aje.
Sorry, excuse me. What's happening? Sorry. It's okay. Don't worry. Where's my innkeeper? Where's the inn and the innkeeper? Oh, where's the inn? Let's go. Oh, sit here. It's okay. Mr. Innkeeper. I found this man on the road and I poured my wine and my oil in his wounds, but he's still not well. So please look after him for him. Then he gave him 2 denarii, which is a lot of money to look after somebody for a long time. So that he says, when I come back after some days, I'm coming to look for him. I'm a Samaritan, he's a Jew, but as a good Samaritan, do you see, I'm not thinking of my tribesman or my biological relationship or that he's from my country. But it doesn't matter at all that he's from a different mother. But the love of God in my heart has made me attended to him, and I'm coming back to come and check on his progress. Yes. And when I come back, whatever more you have spent beyond my 2 denarii, I will top up for you and pay you all. Please look after him for me. He doesn't know him from anywhere. This is what we mean by others. Others. The good Samaritan and others. And others. Others are not from your tribe, but you can care for them. Others are not from your tribe, but you can still love them. And others may not be your biological relation, but you can still attend to them as though you are related to them. Beautiful. And I'm sure after some days, his wounds have been healed. He has got, I'm sure that from the denarii, he can get change of clothes. Is this a jacket he can wear? Change of clothes. Oh, jacket. It's a jacket. Yes. 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 He has got a jacket. Yes. He's looking nice. He can even dance. Wow. Oh. Yes. 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 Fantastic. Ah. My God. You see? And he'll be grateful. For the Samaritan, he'll be thankful for the Samaritan. He'll be thanking God for the Samaritan. rejoicing. Oh, my God. My God. Ah. Wow. 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 Come on, clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. That's the Samaritan. That's the effect of his work. That's the effect of his work on others. On others. Oh. You see, this is why people are grateful to those who have been the reason for their salvation, the reason for their education. Like somebody picked you, doesn't know you, you are not related. Like a lady in my church met a man at the bank. The man was coming to pay his daughter's school fees. Then he helped him to, I think, the bank services and everything, and helped the bank work. And the man was very happy for her help. He said, "Oh, young lady, very nice, happy, very servicing person. What is your name?" Called her name. What do you do? He said, "Oh, I'm also a student." He said, "Ah, you are a student. What are you doing here?" "Well, I'm doing some part-time work here, but I'm supposed to go to England for school." "England for school? I see. So who is paying your school fees?" "Well, I'll to be paid. My parents." "Oh, let me add it to my daughter's school fees." "Oh, yes." And he added her fees to his daughter's school fees and paid for years for her. Yes. Yes. Abroad. With ticket money. Everything. Just few seconds from that day till today, she has not seen him. She has not seen him again. Not even heard from him. Yes. And she was just helping a stranger she didn't know. Was helping somebody who was just, maybe you couldn't just organize his money and everything well. He was just helping without any mind of anything. Do you understand? Now when you don't have that mind, you also don't get such blessings. Yes, sir. Yes. And when the person has now, you have helped the person, you see the gratitude in his face and his heart and what he will do for you in return. You can never even quantify it. You see. So, brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus was trying to explain, that you also have a neighbor. There are people around you. They are not in your usual circle of friends or circle of family or the people that, like maybe your school colleague or work colleague or even a neighbor you know. Just any person outside of these circles is your neighbor. He doesn't have to be related to you. He doesn't have to be somebody who can give you money back. He doesn't have to be somebody, because what could a wounded man do for you in return? But Jesus was showing us that this is the way we must go and do the same. Go and do the same. Love your God and love your neighbor. And that your neighbor is that man who is lying on the Jericho road, wounded, bleeding and dying. "He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho road, and he poured in the oil and the wine. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho road, and he poured in the oil and the wine. He poured in the oil and the wine, the kind that restoreth my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho road, and he poured in the oil and the wine." Number one, the Good Samaritan cares for others. He cares for others. The care about others and for others is to notice the need of others. You have to notice the need of others, what others need. There are people who pass by and pretend that they cannot see
feel or understand the needs that others have. You just pass by like the priest. You dear, you are reading your Bible. You don't care for others. You dear, you are going to your church. You have no time for other people. You dear, you are just carrying your Bible and going your normal way. You are going, but you don't really think about other people. But Jesus is using the good Samaritan. He said, go and do the same. He's using that story to admonish us that there are people who have needs that you must care about, who are not your biological brothers or sisters, but you must care for them. Are you listening to me? Say this after me. Like the good Samaritan, I must care about others. Number two, the good Samaritan interrupted his journey because of others. He interrupted his journey. Most people are not prepared to interrupt their busy schedules or their holidays to help others. Most people say they do not have money to help, but they can have money to go on expensive journeys and vacations and buy expensive jewelry and buy other things for themselves, but not for others. The good Samaritan interrupted his journey because of others. Say this after me. Like the good Samaritan, I must interrupt my journeys because of others. I can interrupt my journeys because of others. I will interrupt my journeys because of others. Number three, the good Samaritan poured the oil and wine into others. He poured oil. He had oil and wine. What will the wine do? What will the oil? I think the wine will disinfect the wound and the oil will soothe it. Beautiful. Yes. You couldn't take him to the hospital. I looked into his things. What do I have? You have even Vaseline. Vaseline is used for wounds, isn't it? Yeah. So he had maybe some alcohol. Is good for washing wounds. Yes. From being infected. So they beat him. They left him on the roadside. Dust was going in. And I don't know, flies were settling on it and all that. But the man found him. And he washed the wound with the alcohol. And then he used the oil to soothe it. Even when we look, you think a bit, you can understand that the blood of Jesus is wine, isn't it? Wine is used to represent the blood, and the oil is used to represent the Holy Spirit. Right. Yes. The blood brings salvation, and the Holy Spirit brings God's power to bring changes and healings and deliverance for the person. Every one of us who is saved, you are armed with the blood and you are armed with the Spirit. Oh, yes. I think Galatians 3 verse 5, he says that he that ministereth the Spirit, because the Spirit is also ministered. Is ministered. We minister the Spirit. Those who are ministering the Spirit and bringing changes to people's lives are great in this life. Pastors, apostles, prophets, when they minister, they are pouring the oil, they are pouring the wine. Everybody needs oil. Everybody needs the wine. The wine, the blood of Jesus for salvation. The blood of Jesus for your forgiveness. And the wine of the Holy Ghost to soothe every pain, to soothe every heart. The Bible says that by the Spirit, we are born again by the Spirit. Oh yes. And the Holy Spirit, He empowers us to do great things for God. Changes in our lives are directed and orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. Yes, changes, supernatural changes. Powerful impact of the gospel, it comes by the agency of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, we are born again of the water and of the Spirit. Oh yes, the blood, the water and the Spirit. We are born again. And every one of us have the blood to bring salvation. The blood to bring forgiveness. And then we have the oil, the Holy Spirit, We can minister the Spirit to people. Everybody can be a minister with the blood and with the wine. There are many wounded, bleeding, and dying people. The world, the problems of the world, the harassments of the world are wounding people, bringing them even to their death. Some of people are committing suicide. One lady, she said that if it was not for Bishop Eddie, I would have gone mad. Because I was preaching to her, I was praying for her, I was encouraging her, I was blessing her with God's word, I was teaching her week by week, Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday, Tuesday, for years. All the depressions and thoughts of madness and confusion in their mind cleared. If it was not for Bishop Eddie, I would have gone mad. Why? Because I poured in the oil and I poured in the wine. You too can pour in the oil. You can pour in the wine. There are many young men who need the pouring of oil. Somebody must pour oil into them. You are that one. There are many young ladies bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. They are mourning. They are crying. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. You may not hear it in those words, but the people are crying for help all the time. Oh yes. People are crying for help. They were crying for help. And the man, he's not biological. If it was your sister, and somebody has broken her heart, that one you know how to pour in oil, and even get others who have other higher oils and higher blood to pour into her wound. And bless her. Talk to my sister for me. My sister has been broken by this. So my boy B has broken her heart. Please, can you help her? Please talk to her for me. Please pray for her for me, because there are higher oils and there are higher bloods that when it's poured into wounds, they bring mighty healing. You will experience healing.
Amen.
You will experience deliverance.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you listening to me? Are you following the message? Yes. He found me bleeding and dying. Yes. He poured in the oil and the wine. The kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. And he poured in the oil and the wine. Oh, he poured in the oil and the wine. Ah, the kind that restored my soul. Found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. And he poured in the oil and the wine. Oh, he poured in the oil and the wine. Hey, the kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. And he poured in the oil and the wine. Oh, he poured in the oil
and the wine.
The kind that restored my soul.
The
kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. Join in. He poured in the oil and the wine.
The kind that restored my soul.
He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. And he poured in
the oil and the wine.
The lady said she met a boy. The boy misused, abused, and left her on the Jericho Road. Wounded, bleeding, and dying. But there came a good shepherd, a good Samaritan, a good Samaritan who did not take advantage of her wounds, but the good Samaritan who poured in the oil and the wine. Hey,
the kind that restored my soul.
He found me bleeding
Jericho Road, and he poured in the oil and the
wine. Guy says they were doing business. He said they were doing, somebody told him they should go to Dubai. They will go and take some things, come and sell. Hey! All his life savings, everything he had, he gave to the man. They are buying ticket, they are going to Dubai. 2 days came, he couldn't find the man. 3 days came, he couldn't find the man. His ticket was not coming. The money for the shopping, everything too, was with the man. The thing was, the man was, 1 week he couldn't find. The man's call cry, it goes to a wrong number. The mobile number you are calling is not in service. Hey! I tell you, within 3 months, the man was broken, suicidal. He wanted to kill himself because all his life savings were in this investment. It had gone dry. He was left by the Jericho Road, bleeding and dying. But there came a pastor. There came a shepherd. There came a church member. He said, there's great invitation program in my church. I want you to come. When he came, he heard the word. His heart was, they put oil and wine into his wound. Suddenly he felt hopeful again. He said, life can work again. I don't have to kill myself. I can live for Jesus. I can serve Jesus. I can serve God. So they poured in the oil and the wine. Oh, the kind that restored my soul. If I'm bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road, and he poured in the oil and the wine. Wine is coming. Healing is coming. Your wound will be healed. Your broken heart will be healed. Your confusion will be healed. Your captivity will be gone. Captivity of various bondages and addictions by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is what the world needs. The world needs the wine, and they need the oil. They need the blood that washes us from all our sins. Oh yes. When you find Jesus, you have got everything in this world. This is what human beings need in this world. Jesus is what we need. Unfortunately, the Christians who have found Jesus, we are not representing him well. It's as though when you have Jesus, you still need a sponsor. Because somebody who has money, who has everything, so that the person can finance your apartment with air conditioning. Yes, and so that I can leave your mother's hot room and compound toilet, so that you have your own toilet and self-contained, self-owned apartment with air condition by the sponsor. Every now and then, obesra waneja, wenyane kakra will be not the cop. Yeah. So I pray for you that you will learn. God has put in your hand oil and wine, and the world has a lot of dying people who are wounded by the works of darkness and satanic bondages and demonic activities, and Satan is trying hard to kill people. Bible says he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Destroy lives. Destroy destinies. Destroy marriages. Relationships. Break away somebody you love. Break you away from him. And destroy your relationship and destroy your life. Hey! But here comes a shepherd. Here comes a pastor. Here comes a church member who has experienced this wine, oil and wine. And once you have oil and wine, you are supposed to use it to bless others. Yes. Oh yes. That's why the good Samaritan, he was on the road, he had oil, he had the wine. He could have crossed to the other side and continued enjoying his oil and wine. But he said, there's the man, somebody's wounded there. I can't pass him by. He's not my brother. He's not my relative. He's not my schoolmate. I don't know him from anywhere. Even my tribe and his tribe, we don't relate. But by the love of God, I can attend to him and pour in the oil and the wine and bless his life. Oh yes, may God use you to touch many people. When you are hearing, if you are hearing my message, this message, it means God is bringing your attention to others. Yes, that your life must be about other people, not yourself. Lante, again, our lives must be spent for others. Life has far more meaning when you live to attend to people's needs than your own needs. Oh. Cry. I'm more fulfilled about preaching, helping, encouraging. The other day I was in the office, I don't know them from, they are not my relative, they are not my relation, I don't know them from anywhere, they are not my church members in terms of church members. Yes, but somebody directed them somehow, they came to me and then I said, okay, you have issues, no problem. You are not my church members, you are not my pastor, you are not my shepherd, I don't know you from anywhere, you are not my relative, but you are a child of God. You are others. Other people have marital problems. Apart from those who are here who have marital problems, there are others who have marital problems who are not my sheep. Why shouldn't I attend to them? I attend to them, crap. I opened my heart. I was with them for hours. After that, I prayed for them. I pray for them that God will help them. Try to pour in the oil and the wine into a broken marriage and relationship. Oh, yes. You think that life is only about yourself? Teresa, you have problems. You have issues. You don't have even money. But there are others who have more issues than you have. You have to learn to think about others and care for others apart from yourself. Yes. Sit down, let's list the rest. He poured in the oil, the Holy Ghost, the blood. Say after me, like the Good Samaritan, I will pour the oil and wine into the lives of others. Like the Good Samaritan, I can pour the oil and wine into the lives of others. Like the good shepherd, I must pour. I will pour. I can pour. And I'm going to do it into the lives of others. Number 4. The good Samaritan did not give excuses when he had to care for others. Yes, he didn't give excuses. The others give excuses. Oh, my appointment is due. I'll be late. There are always excuses you can give for not doing something for others. Because sometimes it's as if you don't have anything. That's why you have time for other people. You have time for... Any time you are spending with people, it's time that you could have spent with your family. Do you see? Even on your own. Me time. Some people have me time. Like only me. It's a very valuable time for some people. That me alone. I am alone with myself. Nobody calling, nothing. Just alone, lock themselves in a room, alone with their TV or whatever, doing what me wants to do. Oh, me time. And for some people, it's a very special time for them. Oh, from our home, you don't want a call at all. You don't want a visit. Oh, you disturb them. Some people, when they have a storybook, only them and the book, oh, they are in heaven. He said, your life is boring here. Wouldn't I have boring now? Share. Somebody to onyani movie be now. He doesn't like watching movies with people because but he wants to enjoy the movie on his own. Yeah. That's why today most younger people they watch movies on their phones. Yeah. Series. They'll binge a series and watch it for hours. Me time. But life is not only about you. There comes a time when you should think about others and help others and give time for others and make time for others. Your life will be far more meaningful. I tell you. I'm giving you meaning in life. Don't give excuses when you have to help other people. This good Samaritan was like, It's like you can't help people. You are going to have a caddy on the golf course.
He was going to separate a fight. And the guy took a knife. He was going to strike the person. So as he was trying to separate, the knife went through him and cut an artery. Oh, yes. The sort of bleeding he suffered, he almost died. And they had to cut and sew. Oh, it was terrible. When you hear such a story, last me te se akwabi okọ separating crofobia omokuna omode knife no bishop kure preaching or kai me ngo me nko bua mo de mo pese mukumu na me nko me baby. You want to kill yourself, you can. I don't want to die a foolish death. The guy is taking a stone, he's going to hit somebody. I should go and stand in between them now. Say, that stone, no, if he takes it, he hits my face, what will I do? I'm not going to die a foolish death. I'm not a fool. You see, a lot of you talk like that. I'm not a fool. I cannot go and die a foolish death. I won't help somebody and then in the process I'll hurt myself. I cannot do that. No. Nonsense. Me myself, I'm looking for time for myself. I'm not getting. Now you too, you are coming. And then sometimes you are helping people. You'll be surprised that people you are helping, the people you are helping, you will see them fighting you. So they have a saying that never save a drowning man. Yeah. Because the drowning man, if you are saving somebody who's a drowning man, even sometimes they say that knock him out. Like somebody is drowning, you have to give him a blow so that he goes unconscious. Then you can, it's better unconscious than when he's struggling to, then you yourself cry, you go unconscious. Then the helper and the one who is being helped, both of you will die. Because when you are, because if you don't swim and you try, the only thing that can happen is you go under. You can't come up again. If you come up, it may be just only your hand. Your head will be inside. And because you don't know how to breathe underwater, you continue going down. Hey! Our Father which art in heaven, you can't even pray it. It's too long. You can't even scream help me because you are drinking water now. Within a few seconds, you start drinking water. Because as soon as you're taking a deep breath, you drink. And when you are breathing out, you are drinking. When you are you can't. So water just continues going to you until you go unconscious. And then you go down then you pass out. And then later you float on the surface. Because you are now finished. So somebody is going under the water. If you try to save him, he'll be throwing blows. It's like he wants to survive. Oh, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Take your time. You won't hear anything. Why? Then you are the one who is saving. You are also gone. So some people think that, why should I help somebody? Why should I come and I should bring somebody to church? Or I should come and share. Me myself, I want to sleep in the house. I should go and help somebody to come to church to do what? I mean, what will it do for me? Look, if you want to go to hell, go to hell. Each man for himself and God for us all. Yeah. See, those are these type of statements and proverbs for anti-others messages. Yes. You see, it's an anti-others message when you are thinking each man for himself. Each man is not for himself. There's even a poem that says that no man is an island and tower of itself. Every man's death diminishes me because I'm a part of mankind. Yes. Yes. Are you listening to me? Yes. So, he could have given excuse and left, but he stayed. It's risky to help people.
Sometimes it's risky to go for all night, leave your house. It may be as though robbers will go into your house and there was a time some people left home. They said they are going. When they came back, all their house, everything was gone. So these days, I've decided that my house there, by all means, I must stay there in the night. Are you a watchman? If even you are there and they come, do you think you can do anything there? There comes a time when you must forget about your safety and think about others and rather work and bless other people. Say amen.
Amen.
Number what? Number five. Number five. Say this after me before number five. Like the Good Samaritan, I must not give excuses when I have to care for others. Number five, the Good Samaritan risked his life for others. He risked his life for others. Therefore, you must also risk your life for others. Are you listening to me? Like the Good Samaritan, say this after me. Like the Good Samaritan, I will risk my life for others. I must risk my life for others. And I shall risk my life for others. Number six, the Good Samaritan paid the price to care for others. Paid the price. He gave the man 2 denarii. I don't know what the exchange rate is, but it must have been enough for his accommodation, for his feeding, for his clothing. I mean, for more clothes, because he just left him there for the night. So the man says that any other expenses you incur on this guy, put it into my account. I'll come and pay all to you. Yes, he made a pledge. You come and pay. He gave him 2 denarii. He spent money. To save people, it cost money. To bring people to church, it cost money. That's why there are people who give money for busing. They give money to organ mobilize people, bring them to church. It's a Good Samaritan revelation that they are following. Amen. Yes. It's not that we don't have anything to do with the money. You know, when you give money to someone, it's not as though you have plenty. When we're younger, we used to go to this uncle and collect. When you are going to school, it's as though nobody has given you anything. So when you go to this man, he gives. Then you go to the other side. He doesn't know that I've collected from here. He doesn't know. These days when people come to you, they are going to school, you just look at them and say, God bless you. Safety is of the Lord. Go and come. Think of others. I say think of others. And you may have to risk your life. Risk various things. Give again. It doesn't matter. God will bless you. It doesn't matter. God will help you. Believe in it. God will help you. He risked his life for others. Like the Good Samaritan, I will risk my life. He paid the price. Like the Good Samaritan. Say this after me. Like the Good Samaritan, I will pay the price to care for others. Yes, for their salvation. Why not? It's not today. We've carried people in buses long years. Let's rent a bus. Let's go here. Put money together. Let's carry these people for this program. There's a program at our center. Let's take them there. There's a program at Orion Cinema Circle. Let's go. Let's take the people. Do you see? Long, we are students, but you are helping. Today we are standing here preaching to crowds. We are preaching to them. Based on our help, God has also found it fit to also bless us and get people to gather people, mobilize them, so that we too can preach to them. Oh yes. All of them are seeds. If you don't believe in it, don't do it. And stand somewhere one day and speak like a fool. You are talking like a fool. And the blessing you could have got from your giving, you see that it has gone away. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But don't do and complain. Do you understand? Yes. We say, oh, you pay people's school fees. Pay people's school fees. Don't use it against them or don't talk about it in a foolish way. That Kai, oh, sana we have our new school fees now. This car, mama, no more go to ya, no more go school. Mokra or makra or school nya, and kwasia semu say, eh? Skawe nina kami kipuya and kami si beye 3-story building. Who told you that? All that money, the Bible says that there is that withholdeth more than is meet and it tended to poverty. Now who told you that if you had the money you didn't give, if you had kept it, you would have built a story building. You would have been poorer. God watches over your giving and prospers your giving. Yes. You give somebody money. Don't give somebody money and talk. Does you over koku? Eh? Man, even my wife cry was asking money. I didn't give her. I gave you money. Then look at you. Look at you. Eh? Money I give. Don't do that. Don't talk when you give. If you can't give money freely and bless people, don't give it. Keep it. Paul told Ananias that it was in your power to keep your 100% money. You don't have to come and say, I've given 100% when you gave 50%. And by giving, say you gave 100 when you gave 50%, you have lied against the Holy Spirit, so you are going to die. Oh, why? A good thing should not turn into something evil. Do you understand? Trust in the Lord and do good, and the Lord will help you. Clap for Jesus. My time is finished, so let me just give you, how many have I given you? Number 7, the Good Samaritan did not pretend that he could not see the problem. He didn't pretend that he could not see the problem. I mean, you have seen somebody is moaning, he's screaming, shouting, calling for help. Then you pass by as though he is not there. Oh, Levite. Oh, priest. Huh? Christian brother, you are passing by as though you have not seen. People behave as though they don't see the problems of others. May God have mercy on us for seeing our brother's need as we pass by and pretend that we cannot. 1 John 3:17 says, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. God is making you aware of others. Oh, God is bringing your mind to others. Open your heart and let it sink in. Every unsaved person, every blind person, every beggar, every deaf and dumb person, every needy child, every orphan is a person you are called to help. You can never say that it doesn't concern me. Don't pass by the other side as though you never saw. Say this after me. Like the Good Samaritan, I must not pretend that I cannot see the problems of others. Tell your neighbor, I can see your problems, pa. And God is going to use me to touch others. God will use you to touch others. And finally, your judgment will be based on your treatment of others. Your judgment will be based on your treatment of others. In Matthew 25, Jesus gives, he says, but when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all his angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. And all nations will be gathered before him. And he will separate them from one another. Just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was, and this is how they were going to inherit the kingdom. He says, for I was what? I was what? I was Okay, I'm reading my scriptures. He says, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. Verse 35. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous, listen to the righteous, will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. You did it what? I can't hear. You did it what? He said you fed the hungry. That's why people have NGOs called Feed the Hungry. They want to feed as many hungry. You never know which of these hungry people are Jesus' brothers and sisters. You can't say that I'm only going to do it for believers. Now, I'm a more church cry no. You'll be an a believer. Then you'll only be doing it for your church members. But by God's grace, Bishop Dagwood Mills, through his leadership, we have an orphanage that ministers that have taken strangers, children who are not known by us from anywhere. We have taken them in. We are looking after them with proper homes, proper mothers, proper food, proper school uniform, bus to take them to school, bring them back. Because your children have a car to take them to school, have school transport money, lunch money to take them school bag, school uniform, school shoes, and the lunch box and backpack, and they go to school. But their other children have no parents, abandoned by other parents. They have nobody to help them. They also need a school bag. They also need sandals on their feet. They also need uniform on their back. They also need lunch money. They need a bus to take them to school. And God's grace, we have been able to create a little place where we can channel that sort of resources for those children. And they are being blessed every time. Every time. And every year, from this church, we go to the orphanage and we go and give them something to eat, soaps, toilet rolls. I mean, what else do we give? Mattresses, bed sheets, water, saucepan, different things that we ask them, is there something you need there? Then we sort of help. And sometimes just to get people to come along, hey! Everybody has an excuse. Me, I can't go. Oh, this time I'm not available. Oh, me, I want to do this. Everybody, I didn't wash the whole week. I don't think I can go, but I have to wash in the morning. Wow! You are not even bringing money. You are even the bus, right? You are not paying. Just join it and come along. You see that. You have not learned to care for others. But God is telling me and telling you today that learn to care for others. Because at the end of time, your judgment, you may not understand everything about judgment, but some of these acts of kindness may be a reason why somebody goes to heaven. I don't know why. I don't know. God, his judgments are different. Even his relationship with the devil, I don't understand it. When Jesus cast out the devils, they asked him that they want to go into pigs. Somebody's thriving business. He allowed the demons to go and drown them in the sea. Hey! And then if they go into the sea, too, fishes will eat them. So I don't know where the demons went. Whether they are now in fishes that we are eating or what. But Jesus, why did you answer the demon? But I won't ask Jesus, please. Just leave it. Well, I don't know the relationship he has with them. It's very wonderful. Devil came to Jesus, to God when he had a service and asked for Job. God said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, the hedge, if you remove it, he will curse you. Okay, go and remove it and come. He removed it, then he came later. God said, do you see how my son is? He's very good. He won't curse me. He says, skin to skin. If a man, what will a man give in exchange for his life? If he has sores on his body, by all means, he will curse you. Say, Instead of rebuking the devil, binding him, pouring fire on him, driving him out of the service, He said, okay, go. Don't kill him, but just put a sauce on his body. Ah, God, mom, honestly, my relationship, now I don't understand. God, when we hear of the devil, we bind. And we lose. We lose the blessings. And then we pour fire. And we fasten him with chains. Yes, and we apply the blood. Even the blood, we want to add acid. And we shoot him. So I don't know how come that you have such a nice relationship that you are able to discuss. Okay, Job, okay, go and test. Then he comes, oh, I've done it. Then he goes and says, ah, leave it. Sometimes the judgments of God you will not understand. So why is it that we know that it's Jesus who has died? When you give your life to him, you go to heaven. But now he's saying that at the judgment day, he will tell some people that I was hungry, you didn't come. And he will tell some people that I was hungry and you fed me. So come into my kingdom. Come and enjoy. Come to heaven. Because when I was in prison, you came there. If Jesus was in prison at Nima, do you think you'll be sitting here? Even me myself, I don't think I'll be preaching this morning. I'd have left you long time. So Bishop, do Nima did that. He heard it yesterday night, so he left yesterday night. He hasn't come back home. I'm trying to look for Jesus and talk to him and say something and get him to just speak a blessing through the bars of the counter back. I was naked and you put clothes on my back. When did we see you naked? He says, when you see the least of his brethren, those who are nominal Christians, they are Christian, but they just come once a week. Yes. But some of you are like that. You can't imagine yourself coming to church again like this evening, or if they announce that there's a service on Tuesday, it's like, oh, I'll come on Sunday. Me, I don't church there once a week. Oh, also don't do. Ah. Bible crosses, you must do everything, but don't do it too much. You don't know where they got that scripture from. Are you with me? Yes. Let that soak in into your spirit. Let that change something in you. When you are a nominal Christian, things don't change you. They preach, you don't hear. Whether about money, whether about giving, whether about holiness, whether about, you will not change how you are. If they preach about forgiveness, you'll be bitter till you die. If they preach about love, you will never do it. Kai, I'm not a fool. You interpret it as being a fool. When you show love, people, you are vulnerable. People take advantage of you. I'm not a fool. And then he says that at the end of time, he will be judging you based on that. So if you know that at the end of time, how you treat others, how you care for others, how you sacrifice for others, how you interrupt your journey for others, like the Good Samaritan, these are things that are going to judge you. Then you must take it seriously. That this time as you are here on earth, I must care for others. I'm actually giving you the marking scheme when you get to heaven. They'll be marking that these are the exams that you are going to face. Yes. Did you help anybody? Did you clothe anyone of the least of his children? Did you visit anybody when you were in prison? Did you go to anybody in the orphanage when you were here on earth? Do you understand? Did you give any, some of you have dresses. You can never use them till Jesus comes. They are in bags. Nobody can go there, and you will never, if you even take it, it's like, yeah, hey, this dress there, I will not wear it. It's too much. Oh, later I'll wear it at home. The way that dress is, can you wear it in the house and walk in the house so easily? That's it. Give it as a gift. By doing so, you'll be clothing somebody that is like Jesus' brother, Jesus' sister, the least of his brethren. You'll be clothing. What about your shoes? You have shoes. Ever so often, I look in my wardrobe, I gather wearable things that I wear. Like what I'm wearing, I can dash it commonly, easily. I dash it cry. And if you give me something, don't be ashamed. Or don't be too bad, feel bad when I've dashed it to somebody. Because sometimes what you have dashed me, I will hear that I should dash it. If you dash me something, careful. if you find somebody using it, don't be sad, because I hear such things and I can easily hear it. So if somebody is wearing, and you see people wear, sometimes when I see people wearing some of myself, well, that thing is nice. So, hey, God, thank you very much. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. And sometimes some people will tell me that, Bishop, this is your thing. Can you give it to me? I give it. Jesus, when they say, give me this, I give. Yes. One day I was wearing a very nice shirt, not me per shirt, no. Colors near nice, and it fits me very well. You know, there are something they fit you and you are happy. It covers my stomach nicely. It covers my body very fitting. And the guy said, Bishop, this is your shirt, Padre, please. I want it. And he's not from, you know, one of our pastors, not in Ghana. When he said it, I just said in my head that, oh, he's just saying something. Maybe he's not serious. He met me and he repeated the thing. So I took the shirt and hung it in my wardrobe. And I forgot and he left. Up to today, it's hung. I've never worn it. I've not even washed it. I'm waiting for him and say, Adiana, I can say, take it and go. Take it and go. I'm happy about what you have collected it from him. No problem. I give it from my heart. Totally. It doesn't mean that after church, Bishop, I like your kaftan. Bishop, give me your kaftan. This one, what you are wearing. I have to come to church naked. Lawrence, is this it? I should come this way. How come you can't help others? May God touch your heart to help others, to live for others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Others. That's why we are going to have a conference. It's for others. That conference is different from the ones we have convention where we come for ourselves, like we are coming to thank God for ourselves. We are coming to be ministered to by God. We are coming for God to help us and bind or break or help us in some areas of our life. Those are the Higham conferences. We are standing, please. We are standing up. Thank you. Are you there with me? Yes. The conference will be on. We are coming here for us to be trained to be a blessing to others. Oh yes. We are coming here. The conference, that one is not bless me, bless me, bless me. Of course, God dear, anything you do in his service, he can find a way of blessing you through it. But we are not here for bless me, bless me. We are here for what can I do for God? What can I do to serve God? What can I do to serve others? That's why we are having that conference. So it's a leadership conference, work for God conference, church workers conference, pastors conference, shepherds conference, soul winning conference, church growth conference. That's what it is. We'll be asking for volunteers. Some should come and be just helping to give, my name is so and so, a tag. I'm here to help you. Maybe somebody direction to the washroom, direction to the office. There's a conference. Okay, all VIPs, where are they? Some people will wear t-shirt and direct. Call the placard and guide. That's volunteering. When you don't live for others, when they make such an announcement, it's like, I'm not part. Now, why not? I can assist in any area. I can be an usher. I can be an escort for a VIP. I can help a VVIP. I can be a waiter or waitress at the whatever when they are eating. I can serve food. I can help around. Whatever has to be done, I'm part of it to make it work. Others on my mind. Others on my heart. Others in my hand. And I will work for God till Jesus comes. Clap for Jesus. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior. Father, thanks a million for your word. We pray that you will help us to practically implement your word in our lives. Oh yes, to serve you, to do your will, to love you all the way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are here this morning, you are not a born again Christian, I want to pray for you. You know, we're talking about pouring in the oil and the wine. Your first encounter with God has to do with the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So if you are here this morning, as every head is bowed, every eye closed, I want to pray for you. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand so I can pray for you. Anybody here like that? God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Anybody here like that? Hello, somebody invited you here, but you are not a born again Christian. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be a serious Christian. I am tired of being a nominal Christian who just comes to church once a week and is satisfied. But I want to be serious with God. Wherever you are, lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody here like that? Lord, I want to give you my heart. Lord, I want to give you my life. Anybody here? I need to see your hand because I need to see your hand. I need to see your hand. Anybody here? Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Wonderful. If you have lifted your hand, come to me in front here. I want to pray for you wherever you are. Come quickly, please. Come. Come. If you lift up your hand, come. A good Christian. If I were to die today, I'm not sure I'll make it to heaven. I want you to come to me as we pray. Say after me, lift up your hands, those of you who are here. Lift up your two hands and say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. From today, I will serve Jesus. I will follow Jesus for the rest of my days. Please write my name in the book of life. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you. It's time for communion. Oh, mighty God. Hala barota sikamaya. Zile marota sanda chikeli marata sabra. Zateke toli migabale. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
This is my blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which was shed for you.
Now, his body was broken for us. His body was broken. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, all is about his body, we are healed. Therefore your peace, therefore your healing are already settled. Therefore walk in health and walk in the blessing of the broken body. Father, we thank you for the body of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is the communion of the body of Christ. Holy meal, it is the meal of God. Oh, yeah.
This is the blood of Jesus. By this we are washed. The flowing of the blood is the washing of our sins. Every sin, every shortcoming, every mistake, every misstep, every false step is recovered by the blood. Father, we thank you for the blood that restores all things. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus.
I I will pass over you. When I see the blood,
just for a few seconds, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the body. Thank Him for the sacrifice. Just say thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful for the blood that washes out all our sins. We are grateful for the body that was broken, that they tore His back because of us, because of others. Let's thank Him. Just take a few moments to thank Him. Onda balara toche samahane ziye kafanda ile. In my country, Ojaba Handeligara. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thanks a million for salvation. Thanks a million for the sacrifice you made. Thanks a million that you live for others. You could have stayed in heaven, but thank you that you left your throne and you came to show me the way, that I must also think about others. I must be able to interrupt my journeys for others. Oh my God, thank you. Oh Tachia Mahagasigana. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ah, Ramashida Lamarama. Behind a stone, oh, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me, thought of others, thought of me. Appreciate it that you thought of me. Somebody was dying and bleeding on the Jericho road. You thought of me. You left your majesty. You left your throne. You left heaven. Thought of me. May I not give excuses to think about others, to care for others, to serve others, to interrupt my journeys for others, to make risks, take risks. Thank you. To pour in the oil and the wine so others can also enjoy. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus' name. Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services
from the Macarius Church Headquarters,
East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.